This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Hampton County 911, what is your emergency?
Hello, I just going down the wrong Crockettville Road. Mm-hmm. I see somebody laying out.
What road are you, what's the name of the highway that you're on?
I know it's Crockettville Road.
Just know it's Crockettville Road?
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. And which way are you headed?
Okay, the back way to go, like you're going to Horse Brunson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on that road just before you get into Crockettville?
So in Crockettville, make that right.
Okay. Crockettville, take a right.
Wait, take a left. Well, you call it 601. Uh-huh. Bamberg.
Uh-huh. If I'm going toward Bamberg, I'm going to take a left onto that road?
Yeah, like you're going to, I can get a road called 14. You can go to Sandy Run, but...
But you're not on Sandy Run Road?
Yeah, I think it is. This is you, the Sandy Run, go straight on out.
Okay. And is it in the road or on the side of the road?
Yeah, in the road.
Oh, in the road?
Yeah.
All right. So what's your name and call that number?
My name is Ronnie Capers.
Okay. All right, Mr. Capers. Can I get a phone number for you?
I don't know the number off the cell phone, but you can call this number back. I'm going to work.
Okay, but this is a good number to reach you back at?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll get an officer headed out that way to see what's going on.
Okay, so if you live in the road, I ain't moving or nothing like that, but somebody's going to hit him. It's dark.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's going to hit him.
All right. We'll get an officer headed out that way.
Okay.
All right, sir.
That's how it all ended and began for the latest chapter in the life and death of 19-year-old Stephen Smith, an LGBTQ activist, nursing student who died under suspicious circumstances in Hampton County, South Carolina, back in July of 2015. And in just recent days, independent forensic experts gathered to exhume his body. Smith's death, as you've probably been following, has received renewed attention after the conviction of Alex Murdaugh for the murder of his wife and son, the influential Murdaugh family. The name has loomed very large over this investigation, particularly Alex's brother, Randy Murdaugh, who had represented Stephen's father in a workman's compensation claim. Moreover, Alec and Randy were present at the scene of the Sandy Run Road crime scene, where his body lay that morning. It should be noted that the two were not representing attorneys for anyone at that moment in time, but they were at the scene of the crime. Stephen had been a high school classmate of Buster Murdaugh, Alec's oldest son. However, it is important to note that no one in the Murdaugh family has been identified as a suspect. Dr. Michelle Dupree, a retired forensic pathologist and former law enforcement officer who resides in South Carolina, oversaw the exhumation and the second autopsy. She explained the delicate process. Smith's casket was removed from its vault at the cemetery, transported under police escort to Tampa, and upon arrival at a private lab, forensic pathologist Dr. Dan Schultz and forensic anthropologist Dr. Heather Walsh Hanley began the examination. They said in an interview with Law and Crime that they expressed their relief at the conditions of the remains, saying the bones were in very good condition and the body was as well, emphasizing that the team had gathered all the information required from the second autopsy to establish the cause and manner of death, but did refrain from discussing the conclusions under the final reports as they've not yet been completed. Dr. Dupree praised the original autopsy conducted on Stephen Smith's body in July 2015 as very professional and well done. However, the initial autopsy results have faced criticism from some law enforcement officers and Smith's family. Why? Pathologist Dr. Aaron Presnell determined that the 19-year-old died from head trauma caused by a vehicle, labeling the manner of death undetermined instead of homicide. Some investigators have questioned Dr. Presnell's findings because she classified the death as a hit and run, based solely on the fact that Smith's body was discovered in the road. Addressing this issue, Dr. Dupree noted, an autopsy is an opinion of that person, the pathologist doing the exam, so it's an opinion. That was just an unfortunate statement, really. If we find a body in a swimming pool, we don't say they drowned because they were in the pool. We say they drowned because of the evidence. And again, that, I think, was a misstatement. I think she probably regrets it. And then recently, evidence was unearthed of a rape kit. Dr. Dupree also commented on the decision to perform a rape kit on Smith in 2015 as thorough. Considering the circumstances under which the body was found, she explained that such a procedure would be carried out on both male and female individuals during an autopsy. And the second autopsy was being conducted. Another aspect of the investigation commenced. Dr. Kenny Kinsley, a crime scene reconstruction expert who has testified for the prosecution in Alec Murdaugh's double murder trial, was retained and spearheaded the independent investigation into Smith's death. With over 800 death investigations under his belt, he's more than qualified. Dr. Kinsley recently spoke with Law and Crime, talking about the autopsy and his recent visit to the scene on Sandy Run Road, where he took measurements, surveyed the area where Smith's body was discovered nearly 8 years ago, saying, I did a lot of walking in the woods, out of the woods, on the pavement, a lot of measurement, Dr. Kinsley said. I'd start over and get back in the vehicle, and clock it again and use some Google and satellite imagery, that kind of thing. Dr. Kinsley revealed that there were four or five possibilities surrounding the events of July 8th of 2015, including the possibility that Stephen Smith was indeed the victim of a hit-and-run driver. He urged anyone with information to come forward as it could help either confirm or exclude particular theories. If someone heard something or knows something, we're asking them to please come forward because we can include or exclude it, and then we can get back to where we need to be if it takes us in the right direction is helpful. If not, we can exclude it. That we don't go down that avenue anymore, Dr. Kinsley said. Stephen Smith's mother, Sandy, has raised over $120,000 through a GoFundMe page to fund the independent investigation and autopsy. Now she has allocated $35,000 as a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or people responsible for her son's death. As the second autopsy's findings are being finalized, the pieces of this puzzling case may finally fall into place, potentially leading to the resolution that Stephen Smith's family has sought for so many years. The determination and perseverance of Smith's loved ones, combined with the expertise of the independent forensic team of Dr. Kinsley, could ultimately uncover the truth behind his mysterious and tragic death, and finally bring justice for Stephen Smith.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. It's going to be very interesting as we continue to follow that case. And who may talk? What evidence will still be unearthed? And what will Sled find on his phone now that it's been unlocked and in their custody? We'll give you all the details here as we get them. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.